You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Alrighty, welcome back. I have on the line, I have Bird Party with me. They are, oh gosh. Well, it says here on the, I should say welcome. This is Emma and Will. We have them, hang on, there we go. We have Emma and Will on the line from Bird Party. Bird Party, it says here that describes as like an electronic noisy IDK duo, which I love that is the, I love that description so much. But you guys have released your debut album, self-titled, Bird Party, which is fantastic, by the way. But I suppose it'd be quite different from probably the previous stuff that you guys have made, because you come from two quite different backgrounds, if I'm correct.
So
I'm Will, and I play drums for Bird Party. My background is metal mostly. I've been a fan of other genres for a long while now, but really only played in metal, so this was the first to actually play and investigate and do something different, so that's been great.
Yeah, and I'm Emma, and I also perform under Ludus, which is like an electronic project of mine. I also DJ, so like a lot of dance music and quite a strong focus on sound design with a lot of my stuff. So yeah, with Bird Party, we really just wanted to just like explore what was sort of in that in between. And we have a lot of crossovers with music, but also like a lot of just things that we're kind of, I guess, uniquely into. So it's nice to just see what came out of and this is what came out of it, I suppose.
It's really cool. I think nowadays genres have become very blended and kind of less defined. And it's been really cool to see like musicians just try to explore and like push those genre boundaries in some really, really interesting and unique ways. But I think it's also quite interesting, like you said, I think there's some genres that you can listen to and at first it seems quite distinct from one another, but if you like take a deeper look into it, you can find that there are actually a few similarities between these two things. And I think with your backgrounds, I think it blends quite well together. But could you explain, like, could you share how this like kind of how this came about? What started your like creative process into Bird Party?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we have played in like a band before. We were in a black metal band back when we lived in Wellington, Fall of Man. And that was really fun. Like, we toured with them and opened for Cradle of Filth, which was kind of crazy.
Oh, wow.
That was really bizarre. And then we moved to Whanganui, and Will was still doing things with Heresiarch, and I was doing Ludus. And I guess we've just always wanted to do something together. Whanganui is just like an incredible place to start a band. Like, there's so much support and there's like a really strong community for music. So I think you talked to our friends Ben and Hannah, who are in Unsanitary Napkin,
I may have got in ahead of myself and then promised to play a show when we were completely unready. So
yeah.
I guess that was a catalyst to actually start.
Starting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That will do it.
Yeah. But then we got COVID the day of that gig. So
oh no.
So it didn't end up. We couldn't play.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
Extension granted.
Yeah, totally. And then we reached out to Welcome to Nowhere, just said like, hey, we got this thing. And I think I was going to play as a Ludus, but I was just like, how about this? And we got this electronic thing going on, and again, pretty hypothetical. And they were just like, yeah, sweet, like bring it. And that was our first gig. So
that's incredible. Yeah. Like I love it. It's yeah. Great. I suppose, yeah. Going on to like how you like created the album, how did you go about writing these tracks and collaborating together? I suppose you probably, I could be wrong, but you might have like worked in different mediums. So how did that work exactly?
Yeah, I mean, I take care of all the like electronic production, and that's definitely been like a real sort of, we've been gigging for 18 months now, and so it's developed really heavily like over those 18 months through the shows we've played, and just like maybe we try something live and we're like, oh, that sounded great.
Yeah, it's been really good to try differing iterations of each composition and see what sticks and see what doesn't. Well,
yeah,
so there's a bit of compositional aspect in playing live there too.
Yeah.
But yeah, to answer your question, there's a myriad of things that Ems is really good at and a bunch of stuff that I'm not but can do on the peripheral. So
gotcha. Yeah. Take care of the drums pretty well, eh? And for the album, like for releasing the album, it's been really cool to just really extend on like sound design and making it just like a really interesting, varied listen, really.
Are there any particular tracks on this album that you're most like fond of or most proud of? Is there anything big question to ask?
I love Capella Void, and that's like, it's the shortest track, I think, is it? I don't know. It's a short track, and it's like, it's got a lot of space, and it's really airy.
Slowest tempo as well.
Yeah, really slow tempo. Yeah,
lots of vertical space as well, lots of layers in it.
Yeah, a lot of interesting, like, samples that I've just gathered from like over the years. I think that's probably the one that comes first to me. What about you?
Yeah, and it's really fun to play.
Yeah.
And I like how Past Landscapes 1 came out as well. For the record there, that first portion of the song, the affected drums, is recorded by James Paul here in Whanganui. In a different session, which we did the whole album drum tracking with, by Vania Vitali. Mm. And yeah, I really like that duality in that song. It's two tones.
It does sound really cool. I'll play that song after we finish the interview for those that aren't familiar. And I suppose, I'm going to go into a little bit of a segue, but you're going on a tour of China, which is fantastic, with, is it Vera Allen and Kashando? So that's amazing for starters. How did that come about? That sounds quite wild and crazy.
Oh yeah, we're so thrilled, eh? Like, we did a lot of festivals over summer. And Kai Shandao, who's Kristen Ning, who she was born in New Zealand, but she has been over in China for 10 years. Mm. And she was back and she was doing like a big New Zealand tour. I think she was doing like 10 dates over 3 months. And we just happened to play a lot of shows with her. And the first one was here in Whanganui. And she just hit me up like 2 weeks before and she was like, hey, should we do a show? We didn't really know her, like we'd met her a couple times like over the years and stuff, but we were like, yeah, definitely. Again, I think it was supposed to be a Ludus thing and I was like, it'd be cool to do Bird Party. So she was like, yeah, sweet. And then after that we played Camp Aloham, and she played as well, and that was just a really awesome weekend. And then Newtown Festival, with her as well at the same stage. So after that, I think, yeah, I don't know. She just hit us up like a couple months ago and she was like, you guys want to come to China? And we were like, yes. Yeah. So that was pretty unreal. She runs Kiwis Touring, and she used to do, she's toured a few bands over in China in like a really similar way.
Five.
Yeah. So there's like All Seeing Hand, Orchestra of Spheres, Womb were the latest ones, and they were in 2019. And then, who are those people? Dr. Sterile?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Dr. Sterile.
But yeah, it's been 5 years since, so.
Yeah.
Right. That's
so now we're pretty excited. And then to have Vera Allen on board, I mean, that's just like.
That's a whole other thing, yeah.
That's a dream, eh?
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah.
So you have some upcoming kind of fundraiser shows, rather, in the next few days. So you've got one in Wellington on Friday, this Friday actually, at Meow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one on Saturday in Whanganui with Porridge. Oh, is it in Porridge Watson? Gosh, that's a cool name. Okay.
Don't ask him where he got it from. He'll tell you something different every time.
I respect that. Oh, that's so cool. I suppose last question would be, what's next for Bird Party?
Oh, I mean,
love to do another album sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
The final. We're gonna do. I mean, everything's just been moving really fast recently. So,
yeah.
But we really want to do a vinyl release of this album, really stoked with it, and
be nice to tie it up in that way.
So I think when we come back, like, we haven't toured New Zealand yet, so it'd be really cool to do a vinyl release and then just do like a vinyl release tour. Learned lots about merch recently, so it'd be cool to do some merch and things like that.
Yeah,
I think that's the next step, probably like early to mid next year, I suppose.
Awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much for calling in and having a little chat. I'll play Capella Void because you said it was really cool, and I do think it's really cool. But thank you so much once again for tuning in. It was lovely to talk to you guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
No problem. Really, yeah, awesome. Okay, sweet. This is Capella Void by Bird Party, from their new album called Bird Party. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.